Good morning. Welcome to Bible Talk. One reason there is division in religion is because there are different standards of authority in religion. You know, when people follow different standards of authority, there will be division. For example, if two Major League Baseball teams are competing and one team is following the official rule book of 1880 and the other team is following the rule book of 2016, it won't be long before the game will stop and they will not be able to play. They're following different standards of authority. Our country has a National Institute of Standards and Technology to guarantee uniformity in the area of weights and measures. They have the authority to set the standard for weights and measures in our country. Without it, there would be chaos in the business world. Well, also in religion, God has provided a common standard of authority. Without it, there is division, which is what we see in our religious world today. The Buddhists have their Tripitaka. Muslims follow the teachings of Muhammad found in the Quran. Orthodox Jews look to the Torah for their authority. Christians have the Bible. There's no way that these religions will be united because they follow different standards of authority. And even among those who claim to be Christians, there is division because even though they claim to all follow the Bible, many have added other standards of authority that they follow. Mormons have added the Book of Mormon and other so-called Latter-day Revelations. The Jehovah's Witnesses have added the writings of the Watchtower Society, which they say are necessary for us to know the truth of the Bible. The Roman Catholics have added the Magisterium of the Catholic Church, which they claim is, quote, the Church's divinely appointed authority to teach the truths of religion, end of quote. And even among Protestants who claim they follow the Bible alone, they also have, in addition to the Bible, their articles of faith, or confession of faith, or their discipline, or manual, that have been sanctioned by their general assemblies or conferences. And many who claim to be Christians also believe that the Holy Spirit is guiding them separate and apart from the Word of Scripture. Their feelings, premonitions, or inward thoughts are interpreted to be a special moving of the Holy Spirit, guiding them in their lives. Well, that is a standard of authority in addition to and different from the Bible. And so we can see that there will be much division in religion since men are adhering to different standards of authority. But you know, Jesus our Lord desires that His people be united. In praying to the Father, Jesus said, I do not pray for these alone, that is not just for the apostles, but also for those who will believe in Me through their word, and that includes us today, that they all may be one, as You, Father, are in Me and I in You, that they also may be one in Us, that the world may believe that You sent Me. Jesus is here praying for that which He desires. And He desires that those who believe in Him be one, even as He and the Father are one. Paul said to the saints in Corinth, Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. Dear listener, we cannot fulfill the prayer of our Lord, nor obey the instructions of our Lord through the Apostle Paul, if we're not following the same standard of authority. There has to be a common standard of authority if Christians are to be one as the Lord desires. Well, what is that standard of authority? Where is it? Well, first of all, we need to emphasize the fact that all authority resides in Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Matthew 28, verse 18, All authority has been given to Me in heaven and on earth. Well, how do we know that this is true? Well, we know it's true because of the evidence that Jesus was raised from the dead. The fact that Jesus was raised from the dead proves His claim to be the Son of God, and it proves His claim that all authority has been given to Him in heaven and on earth. If He was raised from the dead, then He has all authority. In Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2, the Hebrew writer tells us that God now speaks to us through His Son. At the Mount, when Jesus was transfigured, God the Father spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear Him." Matthew 17 verses 1 through 5. You see, Jesus has all authority and He is the one to whom we are to listen. And that's true of everyone. Everyone must submit to His authority because, you see, He has all authority in heaven and on earth. Well, where are the words of Jesus? How does He make known His will to us? How do we know how to follow Him? What is by the authority of Jesus? Well, Jesus gave His words to the apostles of the first century, whom He specially selected and sent out. To receive the authority of Christ and follow Him, we must then receive and follow the words of the apostles. The apostles are the ambassadors for Christ. Paul, an apostle, wrote in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." As an ambassador for a king represents the king and speaks for the king, so the apostles of Christ represent Christ and speak for Him. Their words are the words of Christ. To ensure reliability, Jesus promised them the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit would guide them into the words of Christ. Notice what Jesus said to them in John 16, verses 13 through 15. "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take of what is Mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore I said that He will take of Mine and declare it to you." The apostles then were promised the Holy Spirit who would guide them in their teachings so that what they taught, whether spoken or written, would be the very words of Jesus Christ. Therefore, when they would teach, it would be as though Jesus was teaching Himself. Now this promise was fulfilled. The Holy Spirit did come upon the apostles and they began to speak as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts 2 verses 1 through 4. What they then spoke were the very words of Jesus Christ. Therefore, to reject the words of the apostles is to reject Christ Himself. To receive the apostles is to receive Christ and the Father. Jesus said to the apostles in John 13 verse 20, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives Me, and he who receives Me receives Him who sent Me." Now, there were also prophets other than the apostles in the first century who were given the Holy Spirit to guide them in their teaching. These men and women received their gift of prophecy by the laying on of the apostles' hands. Read Acts 8, verses 14 through 17. Now, the apostles and prophets are not alive on the earth today so that we can go to them to hear the words of Christ. If they were here today, we could simply ask them to settle religious differences. But again, they're not on earth in person. Well, what then? Well, we have their writings. In the New Testament scriptures, the apostles and prophets have written what Christ wants us to know. And another point that we need to emphasize is that these writings of the apostles and prophets, along with the writings of the Old Testament prophets, are the complete revelation of God's will to mankind. And we do not need any other revelation from God. In other words, the revelation was completed in the first century A.D. with the writings of the apostles and prophets. So what we have in the Bible is the complete and all-sufficient guide. There are no latter-day revelations. There's no one today living on earth who has the authority to speak for Christ. The Bible is the complete revelation of God. Well, someone may be thinking, well, how do you know that to be true? Prove that. Well, let's do that. Let's go back to John chapter 16. Jesus here is speaking to the apostles, and in verses 12 and 13 He said, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth." Now, while Jesus lived upon the earth, all that He taught the apostles was truth. But He didn't teach them all that they needed to know because they were not ready for it at that time. But he said to them that when he leaves them, the Holy Spirit will come, and the Spirit will guide them into all truth. Now, was that promise fulfilled? Were the apostles guided into all truth? Well, yes, indeed. You know, Jesus never made a promise he didn't fulfill. And Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3 that God gave them all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. You see, they were given all they needed to know that pertained to life and godliness. And this all truth that was revealed to them did not pass away. 1 Peter 1 verses 23 through 25 says that the Word of God lives and abides forever. And so, the all truth that was made known to the apostles and prophets in the first century did not pass away, but it abides today. It has been preserved in their writings, the Scriptures. Look with me also in Jude verse 3. Jude says, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. Now notice, the faith was once for all delivered to the saints. Well, what is the faith? Well, it's the gospel of Christ, the Word of God. Acts 6 and verse 7 says that a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Therefore, the faith can be obeyed. Paul says in Galatians 1 verse 23 that the faith was preached. And so the faith can be obeyed and it is preached. What is it? Well, it's the gospel, the Word of God. And Jude says that the faith, the Word of God, was once for all delivered. It was one time for all time delivered to the saints. It was not delivered and later lost and then had to be redelivered as the Mormons claim. It was one time for all time delivered, and it did not pass away. Therefore, what we have in the Bible is the all truth, the all things that pertain to life and godliness, the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. It is the complete, all-sufficient revelation of God to man. And this is the reason that Paul could say in 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Notice, all the Scriptures given by inspiration of God, which includes the writings of the prophets of the Old Testament, as well as the writings of the apostles and prophets of the New Testament. He says that they are profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Scriptures, yes, are sufficient to direct us. If we want to know what is by the authority of Jesus Christ, we must go to the Scriptures. That is our standard of authority in religion. And remember, Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The only way that anyone will be able to come to the Father, the one true and living God, is by coming to Jesus and submitting to His authority. By what authority are you being guided? Are you assured that your beliefs and practices are founded on the Scriptures, the words of Christ? The only way we can know that what we believe and practice in religion is by the authority of Christ is by giving book, chapter, and verse for those beliefs and practices. Well, this is the point that I want to emphasize next week on our program, and so we hope that you'll join us then. Before we close, we want to invite you to check out our website. On this website, you're able to hear sermons on a variety of Bible topics, and you're also able to hear previous Bible Talk radio broadcasts. That web address is sjchurchofchrist.com. That's sjchurchofchrist.com.